Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry Messings. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Krobler.
Now, Revelation 12:11, and we've been looking at this. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death. Our testimonies are beautiful, they're important. And, you know, we've been speaking about, really up to now, about salvation testimony and the power and the blessing of God that it reveals on our lives. The fact how those testimonies reveal God's grace, His unmerited favor and His mercy and goodness. And we've seen how testimonies bring glory to God. And, you know, we realize that God is a merciful God. And we reveal to people how good God is because there's a world out there who think God is against them. But I want you to know today, God is for you. Amen. And we realize also that your testimony brings faith into the heart of the hearer, but also faith in the heart of the speaker. It blesses you. Amen. Your testimony is so powerful because it makes you a living epistle. Your testimony makes people to read your life. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 3, clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. And my life is a testimony. My life is the writing of the power of God. And it reminds me continually. You see, when my testimony is read and always at the top of my mind, it reminds me continually that I am a living miracle. That I have a testimony of God's grace and God's goodness. And it reminds me of how good God has been to me. Come on now. So often, you know, you start living your life and you forget where you came from. You start thinking it's always been like this. But your testimony causes you to have a clear mind and starts causing you to fill your heart with thanksgiving and to just wonder about the goodness of God. It keeps your faith alive, doesn't it? It keeps you going. And you know what? If you ever feel your faith sag, just meditate a little bit to remember where you come from. Just start thinking a little bit about how God picked you up and turned you around and started changing your life. Hallelujah. And start remembering what God has done for your life. And soon you'll be shouting from the rooftop. Somebody say amen. You know, my family and I often reminisce. We do this every now and then. We'll just sit together and we'll say, remember how it was before we got saved. Remember how it was when you just got married. Do you remember those days? And we'll talk about it and you'll start remembering the goodness of God. And suddenly the whole home is filled with thanksgiving because you remember what God has done. And you start saying, look what the Lord has done. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. Your testimony is powerful. I'm going to say to you, your testimony is so powerful that it empowers you to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Your testimony authorizes you to preach the gospel. Somebody say amen. That's all you need. That's all you need. You see, if you go walk down the street, people walking down the street, they don't need to meet T.D. Jakes. They need to meet somebody with a living testimony. Hallelujah. I remember the story of Jesus and the demoniac of Gadarene. And now Jesus came, and as he came to the shores, there's a demoniac that meets him. Think about this man, all disheveled. He's got no reference. He's got no good testimony. He's been filled with demons. He's been running around amongst the graves, cutting himself. He's dirty, unbathed. They can't chain him. He breaks the chains. He's running around naked. He's a madman. He's got absolutely nothing going for him. But when he meets Jesus, he drives the devils out of him. He sets him free. Hallelujah. And he's found sitting clothed and in his right mind. I mean, he doesn't even have his own clothes. I don't know who gave him clothes. But there he is. And you think to yourself, this man is raw. He knows absolutely nothing. The only thing he knows, this is the Jesus that touched me. And now he comes and there's Jesus getting into the boat and he's about to leave. And he comes and says, Jesus, please, I want to come with you. And Jesus said to him, no, you can't get on the boat. Stay where you are. Go and preach. Go and tell people what wonderful things God has done for you. In other words, just this experience is enough. Hallelujah. I want to read that. Mark chapter 5, 18. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged Jesus that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Here he is, and he goes into Decapolis. Suddenly, he's got power to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Think of it. No theological training. We think you have to go 7 years university study, or at least 3 years Bible college study before you got something to say. Let me tell you, the moment you got a testimony, you got the power of God unto salvation in your life. It is a relevant testimony. It is a relevant gospel. It is a faith gospel. It is a true gospel. It is the power of God made flesh. Hallelujah. And he walks and he goes into Decapolis. And I used to think Decapolis was the name of a city. But it's not. Decapolis comes from Dec, D-E-C. Decapolis, 10 cities. He went with just what he had experienced of Jesus and salvation to 10 cities. Let me tell you, your testimony authorizes you to go to city after city to make all marvel about what God has done for you. You don't need to have 5 years of theology. Somebody say amen. Jesus said, follow me, I'll make you fisher of men. Listen, the moment you got a testimony, you're a fisher of men. The moment you got a testimony, there's power on your life. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. We are looking at Revelation 12:11. And overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Your testimony, listen, saints, yes, and this is the thing that I want to speak to you about today, is that your testimony is actually ever increasing. It's expanding. And your testimony becomes more and more authoritative. Your testimony starts engulfing and taking on new dimensions. At first, when I got saved, my testimony was how Jesus rolled my sins away. But then I started learning about the God of provision. And my testimony expanded to the God who did miracles of provision, opened the doors of blessing over my life, and I added a new dimension. And then I faced sickness, and my God healed me, and another dimension was added, and my testimony became even more powerful. And then there was an area that I needed deliverance, and my God delivered me, and I started adding a testimony of deliverance. How many of you can see that your testimony is ever increasing, ever expanding? The Bible says there shall never be an end of the increase of his kingdom and of his authority. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Next year my testimony will be bigger. Hallelujah. Go and tell your neighbor, check me out now. I'm bigger than it was yesterday. My testimony is greater than it was last year. The things that I was struggling with last year, I'm not struggling with anymore. My testimony is growing. And in 5 years' time, I'm going to be marvelous. Hallelujah. I met this one person. I asked him, how are you? He says, I'm incredible. I'm marvelous. what kind of person is this? He started adding all these additives. I tell you what, your testimony grows and increases. Somebody say increases. Hallelujah. It makes you more and more glorious. You start saying, look at me now. Your testimony grows where before, where a little thing used to struggle you, those things don't bother you anymore because you're standing stronger in those areas. Amen. Just this week, somebody threatened me and he said to me, he's going to do this and that to me. And when he did, I laughed, and I truly laughed from the heart. Amen. And it's like a chihuahua telling you he's going to maul you. Amen. Hallelujah. Stomp. Amen. Because you're growing, your testimony increases your power. Amen. Increases your faith. Our testimonies need to be maintained. They need to be honed. They need to be worked on constantly. It's a statement of faith. You see, your testimony grows to a place where it's no longer of what God did yesterday, but it starts becoming of what God is today in your life. He's the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because I know what God did yesterday, I testify of that. And when I get into a situation today, I say, listen, I've killed the lion. I've killed the bear. I've had those things happen to me. Who are you, Goliath, standing in front of me? Because my testimony prepares me for the moment of my victory. Hallelujah. You see, when the enemy tries to come against you, when you try and make a statement of faith and it's just based out there on something that somebody said and you've just learned it, there's not much foundation behind it. But when you stand at a place of testimony, hallelujah, nobody can argue with you. Hallelujah. Nobody can say no, but it is not so. Not even the devil can argue with that kind of a thing. He has to change history before he can change your testimony. Hallelujah. He has to change history before he can change the word of God that you are standing on. Hallelujah. And as you stand in that word, it becomes a present word. Hallelujah. And you can actually step into new situations and be in a bad situation and give your testimony and say, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. My God is my healer. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. I've got this testimony. I've learned this thing and I'm standing in it. Amen. And that testimony brings great power into your life. I think about Jesus. There he is. He's brought before Pilate. And Pilate is standing in front of him. And Pilate says to him, why don't you defend yourself? Jesus standing at perfect peace. I find that once you stand in the faith, you're not worried. In fact, you defend yourself less and less. It's almost the more they do, the more you just stand by and say, okay, how much more can you lay on? Because this is going to work out bad for you, my friend. Amen. You actually feel sorry for them as they lay it on. Amen. Because you know what's coming. Amen. And Jesus standing there before Pilate, and Pilate says to him, don't you know how much authority I got? Don't you know that I can kill you right now or I can set you free? It's in my hands. Beg for your life. Jesus has a testimony. He stands there in front of him and said, you got no power over me unless my Father's given it to you. Hallelujah. I'm in my Father's hands. Hallelujah. I've seen too many situations. I know my God is more than enough. Hallelujah. I know no evil shall befall me. And no matter what you planned against me, it shall not prosper. Amen. Amen. And he stands right there in the confidence. He had a testimony. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you today, whatever situation you are in today, stand in your testimony. Stand in what God has done for you. If you find yourself, you know, getting worried and start, go back to the last time that you had a good testimony. They often say that if you're really fighting and you're really struggling, go back to the last time you had a victory. Recount it. Think about it. Meditate on it. Declare what God has done for you. And soon you'll have a foundation that propels you to say, if he did it yesterday, he is still the same God today. And he will do it today. Hallelujah. And then your testimony expands to become a testimony not only of what he will do today, but what he'll do tomorrow. Listen, God wants your testimony to become prophetic. Amen. Where you start by the revelation of God, declaring things to come. Declaring things that you know who God really is. No matter what situation you walk in, I know who God is. I know what God does. I have this testimony about my God. Who are you? Mountain, move in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. Why? Because you start standing in the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it starts building a legacy in you. Sister Nelly was talking when we did the 80th. She was saying, you know, we've got a legacy. And I was looking at her. She was standing there totally confident. Amen. Not trying to hype it up, make it happen. I've got a legacy. Your testimony starts standing in the acknowledgement of every good thing. Philemon 6, let's read that quickly. That the sharing of your faith may become more effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Your testimony starts becoming, you know, it's a switch that happens. Not only is your testimony what God has done and that he'll do it again, but your testimony becomes an acknowledgement of every good thing that is in you. Hallelujah. And you know, no matter what bad situation, listen, no matter what situation you walk into, you don't let the situation change your testimony. Hallelujah. You're standing on solid ground. You start letting the situation change to the word of your testimony. I don't care what the situation is. It will bow its knee to the name of Jesus. I don't care how big that situation looks. The hand of God is on you. And you acknowledge by your testimony, by the word of your faith, making it effective. Hallelujah. Speaking your faith. And when you do, it's the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in you. And the whole situation changes. I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus, your situation's about to change. God's about to cause every situation to bow its knee. Every circumstance to be transformed and changed into the power and into the will of God. No matter what happens, it cannot come against you. Only the will of God will happen in your life. Only what God has planned shall come to pass. Hey, you might walk through something, but once you get through to the other side, everything would have lined itself up to give glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, that was a man of God that came through here and changed things. The power and the word of God in you changes things. You yet to change things for the good. You and your family, not as a victim. You and your family, you are in your family as the very power of God made manifest to raise your family up, to pick them up by the bootstraps and cause the whole situation to be changed for good. Anybody say, I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. Hallelujah. You stand in the power of God, calling things that are not as though they were. Hallelujah. You see, we've allowed ourselves too much to start relying on scriptures and theology and all these things to try and argue your point. But once you stand there and you give a testimony, it's real. It's powerful. It's effective. It's life-changing. Amen. You can stand right there in the middle of it. And some of you, the enemy has intimidated you through the years. You've tried to give your testimony when you were still a young Christian. And things just kept happening like it was going to happen. It's like you felt powerless. But let me tell you, you've been growing. You've been increasing. You've been expanding. Your testimony has been taking some new ground. Hallelujah. The authority of the word of God in you has increased. And God is saying to you, stand up, saint of mine, and speak my word again. Declare, thus shall it be, and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. You see, many times you get intimidated because while you're a young Christian, and we all did that, you're a young Christian, you hear something, then you try it out. Listen, the moment you try something out, it's not going to work. You don't try this thing. You do this thing. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't try. Do it. And really, I believe that God is speaking to us as the church about the foundation of your testimony because it brings a reality into every declaration of faith. Somebody say amen. And it causes you to progress to the place where it's the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Where you know that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Somebody say, amen. He's the God of yesterday. He's the God of today. And he's the God of tomorrow. Hallelujah. The Bible says those that know their God shall do exploits. How do you know him? Through experiential knowledge. Amen. That's where I started. That's where I stand. Hallelujah. Your testimony is your genesis of your book of the gospel. Oh my, that's awesome. Can I say it again? Your testimony is your Genesis 1 verse 1 of your revelation of who God is in your life, and it carries tremendous power. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, God says, speak your faith. Don't keep your mouth shut. Hallelujah. Declare. Stand in the midst. Some of you are standing in a bad situation, and it's almost like I can see some of you are crying in the midst of your situation, and you're crying out and say, God, when am I going to be delivered from this? God says, you overcome by the word of your testimony. God says, stand up and speak your faith right now, because I'm about to do a great thing in your midst. Hallelujah. Said I not that I'm the God that leads you into triumph and causes you to overcome? Just last Sunday night, we were here, and while we just spending time in faith, talking about, suddenly I heard the Spirit of God speak. And he said, believe me for God-sized miracles. Whoa, glory. If you serve a little God, you ask for little things. Amen. Come on now, I'm not little anymore. Hallelujah. I serve a big God. What kind of a miracle do you want me to do for you? When that blind man came to Jesus and he said, what do you want me to do for you? That blind man could have said, oh Lord, that you'll give me somebody to lead me around by my hand. Oh Lord, that you give me a nice walking stick. Maybe a little bit more faith. Oh Lord, that you give me one of those dogs to lead me around. But he allowed his faith to grab a hold of a God-sized miracle that I might receive my sight. Hallelujah. God wants you completely whole. He's not going to do miracles that settles you halfway. Well, look at that man. Oh, isn't he blessed? He's got a guide dog. I want a guide dog. I want a walking stick. I want my eyes to be open. I want to be fully functional. I want to be completely who God created me to be. And live in the fullness of God's power and God's miracles for my life. Somebody say amen. Tell your neighbor, don't settle halfway. ask God for a God-sized miracle. Let your testimony be about a great God that does great things. Hallelujah. Come on now, I'm stirring some of you. Some of you in your cage, I've opened the door already and you're watching the door. And you're wondering, get out of that cage in the name of Jesus. Get out of that place of defeat and powerlessness. Get into the place of the word of your testimony. Those who know their God shall do exploits. Some of you, the enemy's telling you, oh, man, that's you know, don't speak your faith. Be careful now. Don't you know? You know what? That enemy standing against you, you know what you do to him? You know, like when you get a puppy and the puppy poos in your lounge. You take the thing and you go and rub his nose in it. You teach him, don't do this thing no more. God is saying, take that devil that's telling you it will not be. Take him back there and rub his nose in the last testimony that you have. Hey, hey, hey. You can't take Goliath on. You can't take this champion on. Oh, well, let me take this devil back to my last testimony. I've killed the lion. I've killed the bear. Hallelujah. Who's this uncircumcised Philistine standing in front of me? The word of my testimony is powerful. Somebody say amen. Amen. You see, what you do is you confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. And I think many saints have lost the disconnect. Your testimony should always be part of your word. Hallelujah. Because that's the connection. That's the reality. That's the base that I operate from. And I'm dragging some of you like unwilling children kicking and screaming into your testimony. You're looking at me and say, oh, you're not going to get me to testify. Amen. I'm handing out those papers. I'm encouraging you to get your testimony done because God says you are busy preparing for the end time move of my spirit. Hallelujah. And people want to know. You know, I heard the other day that there were people in this one crusade. And there were some demons manifesting. And they were trying to cast the devils out in the name of Billy Graham. Amen. Because they saw Billy Graham can do it. But you know what? Many times, even people trying casting out in the name of Jesus are still trying to do it in the name of Billy Graham, who they saw, Fred Roberts, who they saw. It's in your name. It's you casting that devil out. And he knows you because he's dealt with you before. And you've dealt with him before. And you're not coming against him in somebody else's name, in somebody else's authority. You're coming against him in your own name and authority. In the name of Jesus. Don't go now and say, Pastor Johnny said, I must cast people out in my own name. That's not what I'm talking about. It's in what Jesus has done in my life, in Jesus' name, in the power and the authority. Listen, never let go of your testimony. Never let the enemy disconnect you from what God has done in your life. Hallelujah. That's the foundation. That's where it comes from. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. There's power in the house today. Hallelujah. God says, go back to your testimony. Go take that ground that God has given you. Stand in it. Amen. Because that is your victory. That is the place that God has given to you. For you believe with the heart and you speak with the mouth. That is the power of testimony because it's a reality to you. Amen. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying, because sometimes you got a scripture that you're trying to do it by, but it's not flowing from the heart. And that's why many saints, the enemy has managed to discourage you and stop you. But God says, remember, I've done great things in your life. Recount that. Go back to the place of your victory. Stand in the place of your testimony. Stand in who God is to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, when you come into a new situation, you introduce the devil to a new person, to somebody who knows their God, who's walking in his power. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm trying to bring this thing in for a landing. I've just gone past the runway, coming back. The hand of God is on you. God says, remember where I brought you from. Remember who you are. Hallelujah. Nothing can change your testimony. Nothing. You stand in that power of God. Somebody say, I'm standing. You believe with the heart, and you confess with the mouth. Today is your day for a miracle. Today is your day to go home and plant your feet squarely in your household and say, this is my house. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I've got the provision. I've got the blessing. And wherever you are, I speak courage into your heart today. The Lord releases anointing on your life. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke, the anointing on your life, the anointing what God's done. He never forgets what he's done. He never forgets who you are. He never forgets where you're from. He never forgets what his promises are to you. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I have a foundation. I have a testimony. God says, go sharpen that testimony. Iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. Recount and let the Spirit of God work in your heart. For God says, as I reveal those things to you, even new dimensions will come. And I will start revealing truth to you by my Spirit. Hallelujah. And I'll show you the next step. Because in the natural, we want to take 10 steps at a time. And we want to jump ahead to something that we want. But God says, I'll take you step by step, from faith to faith, and I'll increase you. Some of you sitting here in this place today, I hear the Spirit of God say, you're sitting here and you've been believing God for your husband's salvation. Hallelujah. It's almost at a place where you've kind of settled on this thing now. That's all I can expect. God says, expect a husband full of joy, full of the Holy Ghost. Expect me to do something where he drags you to church. You're in a home right now where if you don't feel like it that morning, or you know, you overslept, he sleeps with you. Or he drags you and pulls you back into bed, so don't go. But God says, I'm about to change that thing for you. Hallelujah. Speak your faith. Speak your testimony. Declare that God is good. He does miracles in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mighty anointing today, Spirit of God. Thank you for reminding us about the word of our testimony, that the communication of our faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in us. God says, I'll take you from faith to faith. Right now, I'm opening those doors before you. I'm opening that next step before you. And I will cause you to be led out. And surely I'll be a lamp to your feet. And I'll be a foundation under your feet. And you will not fail. You will not fail, says the Lord. You will not be held back. But I will do according to my word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, now for each and every one of your God-sized miracles. According to your word, released in every life. I bless each and every one in the name of Jesus. Thank you now, Lord, for opening opportunities for each and every one of us as we start recounting and standing on the promises of God. I thank you for that revelation that comes in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, I just sense by the Spirit of God, just let your spirit open. Some of you, God is about to release a great faith in your spirit to again start believing for the big things, the mighty things, the awesome things, the incredible things. Hallelujah. The things that makes for greatness. And as I spoke before, God, your testimony has qualified you for 10 cities. It's qualified you to take this gospel to the ends of the earth. There's nothing that can hold you back because the anointing on your life breaks every yoke. Blessed be your name, Heavenly Father. I will yet sing your praise. I will yet declare your name. I will yet lift up the name of Jesus. I bless each and every person here today. Thank you for your hand on us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Just speak in other tongues for a few moments. I believe the Holy Ghost is causing your spirit to lay hold again on the fresh things of God. Sabra kese kentaramaya. And it's been so long for some of you, you think, I'm too old now. The opportunity's gone. Sabra kese kemande. I remind you of Abraham, who at 99 received Isaac. I release your congregation into the fresh places of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, I need 10 people to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, I need 10 people to praise Him. Hallelujah. Declare His greatness. Hallelujah. Praise Him for great things. I need somebody to grab a hold of a God-sized miracle and start blessing Him for doing the incredible. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you. Thank you, Father. I release, I open the door before each and every one. I take off the limits. I remove the barriers. I take off every impossibility. The disappointments I break in the name of Jesus. And thank you now for courage and faith released in every heart in the name of Jesus.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.